Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today is Friday, which is Psychic Night. And I have my co-host Barbara here with me. Are you there,
Hello.
Barbara?
Hello.
Hey.
Aloha.
And
hey,
because
everybody.
It's Psychic Night, we have Dale here. Are you there, Dale?
Hi. Aloha.
Aloha, Psychic Dale Shear. We're so glad it's Friday. How about you? How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Are you having a bad day?
No, I'm not having a bad day at all. I went to Curves. I got my foot working, so I went to Curves, and that made me feel really, really, really good.
Good.
And, it's the first time in about over a month because I've been working with my feet. But every time the weather changes, then I get, it hurts.
Oh, that is hard, and it's changing so often. It feels
like a
crisp summer. It's not quite like summer, but it's different, but it was hot. Then the day before that, it was rainy. How was it over there in
Nevada? Well, it's supposed to rain. It's supposed to rain for the next few days.
It's kind of nice.
No, I hate the rain.
Is it bad for your knee as well?
Yes. Yes, yes. When the barometric pressure changes, has nothing to do with the radiation. It has to do with my knee. So tell me about your daughter. What happened?
She wanted me to pick her up early from school. She said she had pneumonia. She knew it for a fact. And so I did pick her up early. She spent a horrible night. She started to have a hard time breathing. I said, let's go to urgent care right away. Get in the car. Because she was wailing in pain and her back hurt. And it was feeling tight, very tight, odd tight, poor thing. Mm. And I called the doctor. And first thing, we were at the doctor's office. And they almost sent us to the emergency room. I was shocked. And then I felt so horrible that I didn't just force her in the vehicle. But I stayed up till 4 a.m. that night just patting her back, watching her. I couldn't believe it. She got bronchitis, which it's in the family of pneumonia. They're in the same family. It's a
really?
Yes.
I used to get bronchitis as a kid a lot.
Oh,
it's
serious.
A lot.
Well, did
yes.
you have to use an inhaler when
yeah,
you got it?
No.
I was just,
no.
Sorry. Well, I was
go
just going to say
go
something.
Ahead,
I mean, like, that was why we didn't, because, whenever I hear the words, my kid in emergency room, the same sentence, I wouldn't have been able to have concentrated last week. I wouldn't have been able to focus. I would have been so distracted and. So
well, it was the breathing. So I had to monitor that very closely. And she had six packages of medicine, including inhalers, two different kinds, with a huge mask over her face. So it was too much. I had to really monitor her. It made me nervous. I wish that we just would have gone to the hospital.
Well, my question is, did she have pneumonia or bronchitis?
Acute bronchitis, which they're both very serious, but I read about the same parts, and I forgot. I'm sorry, I forgot the differences, but I think pneumonia is when you really have a bad fever, and this one you don't. So I'm pretty sure that was the difference. So they're both very painful, though. The agonizing.
Oh, I know.
They're both the same, right? Because your lungs are tightening up, and your back hurt. She did not know why, and I said, that's your lungs. That's the other side of your lungs you don't really think about back there. And they tighten up, and she couldn't hardly breathe. And the lady said, the doctor said, gosh, I mean, what if she turned white and her lips turned blue? It could have happened any minute. And then I was nervous that they sent us home. You know how they test your oxygen level they put your finger in that thing?
What was it?
I don't know, Dale. I just don't. I should have. My mother used to have to do that.
See,
all the time.
I do my oxygen and temperature every day. It should be 90 or above.
Why is that?
That's just the guide mark, and if it's below 90, you go to the hospital because that means
why?
You're not getting enough oxygen.
Okay, why do you personally test this on yourself?
Because when I was sick, that's what they did at the hospital for me, so I've just been doing it regularly, and I feel better when I take my temperature and when I do my oxygen. And I know where I'm at, so it makes me feel good.
Are you ever low on your oxygen?
Yes.
When?
But that's when I get up and I haven't moved around.
I would like to get one of those things to test mine because I'm dizzy when I look down and up, right, when I sit up from bed. And then I look down at my phone and then I look up and it's not just
you should.
1 second.
I got
like
my
2 seconds. It's not just a split second. It's several seconds to where I'm dizzy until I can get to the refrigerator to get some orange juice because I think it's low blood sugar, but maybe it's my oxygen level.
Oh. No, it's both. You can get it at Amazon. I got mine for $11.57 on Amazon.
Yes, but
so,
I can get everything free, including over-the-counter medication, if my doctor says I need it, then why not get free? Which that's my plan.
Well, sure.
So
sure.
It all adds up.
You should check. You went into a state which is not very good of losing weight and starving your body, and that's causing a lot of low blood sugar, and you're not eating enough, and that's causing low blood sugar. And it's also causing the oxygen problem as well.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. I did have to look into all that stuff, and I did go on a crash diet, which was not smart. I screwed up my electrolytes as well, and I now am okay, everybody. I got electrolyte packages I've been using, and I also am making sure I get enough protein too and eating many times per day, and I've gained 3.5 pounds. So I was even down to 99 pounds when I'm normally 115. I don't like being that. I like being 105 to 108. That's perfect, like for a fitness swimwear look model. But I was too thin, and I was then even going lower and feeling bony, actually. And that was really weird. I didn't like my body. I felt so unsexy. I felt like a little 12-year-old boy. I didn't have a figure. I couldn't fit into any, even the tightest jeans that I thought I'd never wear again were loose. And so that means I did not look attractive. And my face even didn't look so pretty either. And just 3.5 pounds later, and it was fun. And guess what? I went to Tommy's Burgers.
Oh, you're making me jealous.
Yeah. You get it with the chili on it, because I didn't. Maybe
that's what I should do.
Well, that's my problem.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, because I guess that's what they're famous for. And Priscilla and I both didn't get it. And I go, well that we probably should have just done what I think they're famous for is this chili burger.
The chili. So, it's awesome, and it has no beans in it, and it's delicious. It's just totally delicious.
It's not all messy.
Yeah, it's messy, but just get a lot of towels, and you'll be fine, paper towels.
They did put a foot full of napkins in there, and even for the regular hamburger, I actually did use most all of them. So it is good, but the hamburger patty was so thin. Anyway,
well, that's because they use about a half a pound of chili, so that's what you missed out on.
I'll have to
go back.
It's very close. It's right by my drum lesson every week.
Is that in, I was going to ask, are you in Ontario?
No, Huntington Beach, Warner and Magnolia. Exactly where Warner and Magnolia is, the Tommy's Burger. On a exit ramp off the 405.
Yeah, that's cool. It's I don't know you know, but I know it's really, really, really good. So, in fact, when I go to L.A., that's the first – I have driven 450 miles just to get to a Tommy's Burger.
Yeah, but I think that it's the one that you and I know to go to, which is the main original one in L.A., and the other ones are not as good as that original, because I used to drive through with my limousine, you know,
right.
Is it 24 hours, something like really late open. And
well,
one of the
original ones is on Roscoe and Sepulveda.
Yeah,
in
that's
Van Nuys.
The one. Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay. That's not the
and
one I'm
everybody
thinking of.
Used to, everybody would drive through with their limousine and get chili. You know,
ours is
it's really good.
San Vicente Crossing Pico. That's where ours, that's like kind of near Beverly Hills. What, you know, LA.
Yeah, that's
area.
A good one.
Yeah, that
that's
is.
That's a good one. Well, what are you, real quick, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, Priscilla said that.
From today.
Okay. Priscilla said, hey, you don't remember saying that you're going to, I go, I think having Thanksgiving here is going to be too much for me this year. I just feel like, you know, every time I turn around, I'm just getting, you know, having to be this hostess in this small place. And she's like, don't you remember, Mother, when Dad and Michelle were here, you said we were going to do it again here this year? And I go, I have no recollection of that. Dale, oh, my God.
So remember I taught you how to
make your turkey. I'm going to make your turkey.
Do you remember how?
Well, I don't have to because Johnny and I can look up that show from a couple of Thanksgivings. Oh, right, Johnny, and we can get that.
I can tell
we
you.
Can replay that
if,
show.
No, if you have a pen, I can tell you real quick
okay.
how to do that.
I would love
okay?
that.
Do you have,
and everybody else can learn, too. Yes, I have
yes.
my nice pad here, and I'm going to. I'm ready.
Did you already buy your turkey?
No.
Okay. How many people are you going to have?
Four.
Four. So, yeah, 15 pounds would be good. No,
maybe
no
five,
bigger
maybe
than
five.
That.
Maybe five.
Oh, a person per pound. So, still,
okay.
15 pounds is plenty, okay?
A person
and,
per pound, then that would be 4 pounds. Now, you're wanting me to get a 15-pounder. You
well,
mean
no,
three.
You don't get 4 pounds. You don't, 15 pounds, okay? You want to have
okay, like
some for
3 pounds
extra.
Per person. And because my dad eats like three, like a three-person would.
Okay, just get 15-pound turkey.
Okay.
Okay? Not a big one.
Okay.
All right? And the temperature should be 325. And preheat the oven. And then you wipe down the turkey. You wash it down, you know, normally. Inside and out and take all the goop that they put in there, pull it out, and then you salt and pepper it the way you like it. And then paprika is the most important thing. Hungarian paprika, you can get that at any store. To put that all over the turkey.
Does it have to be Hungarian?
It should be paprika, you know.
Well, paprika and, I have. Does it have to be a Hungarian?
No.
Okay.
Okay. And then you put it in the inside cavity. And then you take some oil and you just mush it all around inside and out. And then you take some butter and put it all over there, you know, all over the turkey. And as much as you can, you know.
What about
cut
inside?
Up little
the butter inside
you
as
can.
Well?
Yeah, inside the cavity. You put a little butter. You want to use a little sage. And that's it. And put it in the oven. And you put a little bit of water, a tiny bit, maybe a quarter of a cup. On the bottom, you can put onions, you know, and carrots if you want, you know, if you want. That's it. And then you cook it. Hopefully, you'll get a pop-up turkey.
A pop-up?
Where it'll pop
I
up,
get a pop-up.
You know. Yeah, Jenny O makes pop-up turkey. So when it's done, okay. It normally, you got to read it, but it'll say, like, say 325 for how many hours, you know?
Yes. But if it's a frozen turkey, I better just go get it and then thaw it a few days before.
You better get it now. If you're going for a frozen turkey, because it takes 5, 6, 7 days to thaw.
Okay, but what if I want to put the stuffing inside? Do I just do that?
Okay, you can. I would say you can put the stuffing in, and however you're going to make your stuffing, you know. I just use the box stuffing, and I put it in.
Are you?
And then what, Johnny?
I was just saying we have a call waiting, that's all.
Johnny, I know.
Okay,
they're enjoying this as well. They're getting a great recipe for Thanksgiving, which is around the corner.
Great.
Okay, so, and then what's really important is I would take 2 or 3 yams, wash them, you know, cut them in the middle, wrap them up in tin foil, triple wrap them up, and put them in the oven as well. That way you have some yams in the oven as well.
Of course.
Okay?
Kill 2 birds with 1 stone. But the yams, how many does 2 to 3 yams feed the 4 to 5 people?
Well, it depends on how big you get them. I would get a medium size.
Okay.
You can get 2, 3, or 4.
Okay. And then just put those in the tinfoil, like you said, and then that's being
But don't put them in
cooked.
The turkey. Just put them on the rack.
I got it.
But you got to triple wrap them.
I got it. Triple wrap them. Otherwise,
okay.
They'll get too, because they don't take very long to cook. Or can you maybe put them
in
later.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
No. Oh, they take a long time to cook.
All right.
The same
I'll
as the turkey.
That. Same with baked potatoes, too.
Yeah, same thing.
You know
so
what
whatever
I should
else
do
you want
is
to
the
make.
Double... The double baked potatoes go all out with a lot of work and do that too.
Why do you want to do that?
Twice baked potato, scooping it out, mashing it, putting it back in and adding the cheese on top with bacon bits. I think
no, that's not good. That's not good for Thanksgiving.
Oh, really? It's
not
a Thanksgiving
good.
Thing
no.
at all? Why? What
want,
is it?
No, you just, I don't know, but it's just. Not good, unless you absolutely want it.
Oh.
But you would
I thought it was
the
good.
Yams. If you want it, it's up to you, but it's a lot of work, and it's not worth it.
Okay.
And then
other work to do.
Yeah, and then get the vegetable and whatever vegetables you want. And that's it, really. A pumpkin pie. I make my own homemade pumpkin pie.
Can you tell us how to make that, too, after we do a few callers?
Sure.
Okay, great.
All right. Are you ready now?
Sure.
Okay. Leslie, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, good evening.
Aloha.
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Where are you calling from?
Mississippi.
Wow, okay. And how can I help you, sweetie?
Yes. Yeah, I'm doing well at my job right now, and we had a situation today where one of the tutors that I advise and supervise did not get his check in time from the cashier's office, and I feel bad, and I was only trying to do my job, but will I still be able to stay employed and help smooth things over with the student?
I don't understand. What did you do to get him his check?
No, I was trying to tell the student to go to the business office where I should have said the cashier's office to get his check, and now he is frustrated, and I may have misconstrued what I said in the email this afternoon.
What? I'm not quite understanding what you're asking, sweetie. What did you tell the kid to do?
Yeah, I told the student to go to the business office to pick up his check. And then
he
went back to the business office like 2 or 3 times and nobody was there. Then it got sent to the post office.
Okay. And when would he get the check?
He'll probably get it in a few days.
I don't see a problem.
Okay.
You did the right thing. You can, explain to the kid or whoever that this is the way you were taught to get, to have him get his check, and it's sad that he didn't get it, but they mailed it, and, he'll get it in a few days. That's all.
Yeah. I was only trying to do my job.
I don't see where you were. You were doing your job, and I don't see anything wrong. I see nothing wrong.
Okay.
So not to worry, okay?
Okay.
You have a good Thanksgiving. Aloha.
You too.
Thank you.
Who knows? Maybe he has done a really good thing. Maybe he's saving from spending money on something he doesn't have, like a protection against something with his money. You never know. But the guy, I understand. He feels like he may have messed up a couple things with that, but he has to be able to let that go or it's going to fester. And you said everything's going to be okay. When that guy gets his money, he'll forget about it. Yeah. A very sweet caller.
Today is, I forgot what I was going to say. I was just looking at turkey on TV, sorry. Anyway.
It's not rent day. I know that. It's the middle of the month. So
no, but it's the middle. It's Friday. Then we have a weekend. So probably won't get it till Wednesday. Thursday's the holiday, so it's hard to say. But anyway, who's the next one, Johnny?
The next one is Val, and you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hi,
everybody?
I'm fine.
Good.
Wait 1 second. Oh. Barbara, remind me to tell you about my website, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Albany.
New York. Albany, New York?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm from Jersey, so I'm familiar with the area. How can I help you?
I'm just kind of wondering what you maybe get around me, going on in general, anything.
I don't do that except in my own personal reading.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No. This is for my personal reading is you would call me at 808-372-1816 or www.daleshears with an S, SCHEARS.com. In a personal reading, I'll go for, a half hour and give you a reading. But this is for one specific question.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let me think here. I'll give you I applied to a position. Last Monday. And I was told I was going to hear back first by Friday. And then I was told she had a few more interviews, which I figured. So,
What kind of job is it, honey?
It's the medical records.
I don't know if you will get this job, but if you keep applying in the medical records section, I do know you will get a medical records job. So I wouldn't worry about it. There's like hundreds of jobs out there.
Well, my situation is very unique, so it's very hard for me to find a job. I get reached out to all of the time, but the majority of them, unfortunately, for reasons beyond my control, I can't take them. I mean, it's so when I do find the opportunity that this one presented, it's very far and few in between.
I see your point. I don't see you getting this job right away. What is a disability that you're going to right now?
Well, it's a permanent. I just suffer with depression.
Oh, okay. Are you taking any meds for it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Because
you sound wonderful. You sound wonderful.
Hit and miss, hit and miss. Thank you, though.
So I feel that, have you tried hypnosis at all?
For?
Depression?
Mine is more of a chemical thing.
Oh, I got it. Okay, you'll be all right. You will, but believe it or not, you will get a job. And I don't know if it's this one, but I do know you're going to get one and it'll be okay.
Okay, so you don't know if it's this one. Okay.
I don't feel it is. I don't feel it is. But I do feel that there is something that's going to come along to your liking.
Okay. I'm just wondering what happened. She loved me. My friend works there. She said the interview went really well. My friend asked her and she said, oh, it went well. And she had me come in and shadow one day, well, for a little bit. I don't know what happened.
Well, have you called them back to see if they're still interested?
I have reached out a couple times, and I even gave her an out in a roundabout way. You know, I basically said I don't want to pass up any – I didn't talk to her directly, but I left her a message. I'm very interested, but I don't want to pass up any other opportunities. If you're not interested, you know, you are my first choice, however – you know, please give me a call back and let me know when you have a moment. And she's professional, so I don't think she'd blow anyone off any which way, you know, to say yes or no. But I gave her an out, and I still haven't. I haven't gotten a yes or no.
She could be quite busy trying to pick the right person. If you don't hear by the end of the holidays makes things very rough. And if you don't hear anything by the end of Thanksgiving, then I would presume you're not getting it, okay? If you do hear something, then you got it, all right?
Okay, that makes sense. So basically just be patient.
Yeah, because okay. She might have taken off for your Thanksgiving. You never know. A lot of people are doing that.
My friend said she's in the office still, so she's still there. Yeah.
Well,
all
she
right.
might have a lot on her mind, sweetie. Don't take it as it's personal with you, okay?
Oh, no, I know. I'm not good with waiting for things. I'm not patient. I try. I ask God all the time, give me patience, but he's working on me. He's working on it.
I got the same problem when God was handing out patience. I wasn't paying attention. So what can I tell you?
That's funny as heck.
You have a good day, sweetie. Thank you.
You too. You all have a great Thanksgiving.
You
thank
too.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you ready for the next
Barbara.
One?
Barbara.
Yes.
No, I'm not, Johnny. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Barbara.
Yes.
Remember a while back I told you that my website, daleshear.com, was ripped off by some weird company, okay? It's taken all this time, and we've kept checking, and now it's available.
Are
so we
charging?
Went and bought it, daleshear.com. So
you have to buy your
$85.
Own.
You know, with everything. Yeah. On GoDaddy and, you know, whatever.
I know. Mine's up to 5,000.
Whoever ripped it off, you know, wanted me to pay a large sum of money to get it back, and I never did. So that's why I put up DaleShears.com. And now it came into fruition yesterday. So my husband bought it, and it takes 48 hours to come back up. So now I have two. I'll have DaleShears.com, which is not ready yet, but I'll have my other one, DaleShears.com. So I'm kind of happy about that.
You want to? You
yes.
want to?
Yes, because the original DaleShears.com, thousands of people had that website.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, now I can maybe get someone to bring it back.
Well, that's great. You know, they do this, though, and I don't think it's fair in GoDaddy themselves, actually, when it's you
yes.
don't put your dues on automatic withdrawal. They know it's ready that second, and they'll buy it up, which they did. They're the owners of my BarbaraMoore.com, and they want $5,000. So I just went with Barbara
oh
Moore
God.
10 on everything. Yeah, that's why I had to go with Barbara Moore 10 on just literally everything.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Why would they? God, you sure it's them that's doing it?
Yes, because it tracks right back to them.
You
then
know,
they even
that.
Act
oh
as your
God.
Broker. They'll even act as your broker to deal with themselves and you.
Right.
Go ahead,
right.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Well,
go ahead. What were you saying,
Johnny?
It's in my related topic, but I don't know. You know, like, I think it's because Barb is kind of a celebrity, but the only reason I was going to bring this up is that I've been fooling around with AI and this thing that will write stories, and I
oh,
would
yeah.
ask it to write stories with celebrities in it. Well, here's the thing. I asked it, you know, I said, okay, who was Playboy Playmate for, and I think it was December 19, the year that Barbara was, and it said that who knew who Barbara was. And I said, okay, write a story with Barbara Moore. And it made you an architect, mm-hmm. Like an archaeologist, Barbara.
It yes, with AI, and that is generated auto text, auto captions. So you don't even have to be a writer. You just put in
yeah.
whatever you want written, and it'll spew out in a few
that's
seconds.
That's why
it'd
they
be really
have the strike, because of the whatever. I'm all for AI because I think you can do a lot of good things.
Yeah.
I really do.
I like AI unless somebody else is making money off of your image with it. So I like using
well,
it
that's what they're
for myself.
Trying to stop.
The way I feel about
well, they
it
did
is
stop
as long
it.
As they're telling the truth that it's AI and not a computer, not you that's doing it, not a human.
Oh, okay.
Then I
so you think, okay, Johnny, so you think every time somebody uses an auto generator for their quotes and captions for all their social media, they're going to have to put a disclaimer on that? Are you kidding me?
Well, be honest.
I think
that.
They have been, Barbara. They
yeah.
have been. Every time I look up something, it'll say generated by AI.
Hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so what it is that I sort of compare it to taking a math class and then sticking in the calculator, you know, or buying a term paper online. You understand what I'm saying? It's just...
Yeah, pretty soon you don't even need it because your brain, you start to see, okay, they're going to change that sentence to this every time. And it gets boring because they're not a human being. And you could tap into your own witty stuff. And it's a learning tool, though. It's a helpful tool. And it's fun. Anyway, I'm having fun with it, too, you guys. But I just don't think they should make money off of your own personal image. And Dale Shear is a celebrity in her own right, though, Johnny.
I
and
am.
That's why she had to pay for, if she was a nobody, she wouldn't be asked to even pay a fee at all for her domain URL.
Yeah, they ripped me off. They took it. But at the same token, the $85... Actually, it was pretty cheap. It was 40-something, but then they put a thing in there. So you don't get ripped off. You got to pay another $30. And I decided to keep that because I want both websites because I am a celebrity. I am, especially in Hawaii and all over a lot of places. So therefore, I wanted it should be protected. So I bought it for 3 years, so it's okay. Anyway,
good,
let me give
you
my real, well, let me give you my website for now. Is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R-S.com. And also my phone number is 808-372-1816 for a private consultation. All right, so do we have another one, Johnny?
We sure do. We should do. Mary Amy, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale. How are you tonight?
Fine. How are you, Mary? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Wonderful. I love New York, okay? I grew up in Jersey and hung out in New York my whole life. Are you near Manhattan?
I'm about 45 minutes outside of Manhattan.
So are you upstate?
I'm in the direction of upstate. I mean, what you would call upstate. I'm on like the coast, so it's like there's water. I'm in a water town. There's a lot of beaches where I live.
Where is that? Where are you exactly?
Westchester County.
I don't know that area, but you don't have a back east accent. That's what's so wild. You know,
oh, really?
I can have one. Very easily. I walk and I talk and I drink water and I'm from New York. You know, I can switch. But how can I help you, sweetheart?
Well, I have a question. So I've recently, well, less than 6 months, gotten involved in a new relationship, and I've known this person for a few years. And I'm wondering if you had any insight about it, or do I need to give you a much more specific question?
More specific.
Do you think that
for
this
relationship?
Okay. Do you think this relationship is going to last more than 5 years?
Well, I can't say the time, but how long have you been with them? How long
4 months.
Have you been
Four
with
months.
Them?
4 months.
4 months. And it's
Four
going
months.
Pretty well, isn't it?
Yes.
And he's very good to you.
Yes.
And he's very sweet. And I feel it's a long-term relationship.
Okay.
Very long-term. And it'll be fine. So not to worry. Don't sabotage it. And they have some stuff on YouTube. Do you watch YouTube at all?
Yeah, I do.
They have some stuff on YouTube that tells you how to make the guy fall in love with you and how you can make him. No kidding.
I don't
all kind of stuff.
I just want it to be a natural relationship.
It is
like
natural.
Yeah, I'm not interested in making anything happen. I'm not trying to control anything.
Okay.
I just, you know, like that.
Well, this
that's
isn't
like a that's
this isn't
life.
Control. This is called. This is not control. It's
okay.
Good stuff. But anyway, I feel that he loves you to death, and it's going to be very good. And hang in there.
Thank you. I appreciate the comment about the sabotage because I tend to kind of. Get like I needed to hear that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you'll sabotage a relationship before he sabotages you.
Yeah.
And that comes from the word abandonment as a child.
Oh, got it. Exactly.
Yes.
I do have that.
I know, because I've been there.
Yeah, I have that abandonment thing.
Yeah, so with the abandonment as a child, what we tend to do is, if things aren't going right, we get rid of them before they get rid of us.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to learn, put up the word abandonment on YouTube. It'll teach you how not to do that. Okay?
Okay. I've actually looked into that myself, so that's accurate. I need to just remember that. Specifically. So
Yeah, don't push him away or it won't last. For now, you could end up with marriage, okay?
Okay. Wow. All right.
Okay, you have a good one.
You too. Yeah. Be well.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Barbara. Barbara?
She's in here.
Is Barbara there?
She's in the bar. Yeah, she's here. She's on the switchboard.
Oh, I want to talk to her. Barbie, are you there?
Hmm.
This always happens. I don't know. I can't keep running into... Okay, give me the next person, okay?
Okay. Sonia, you are live on the air with Psychic Tales Share.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Sonia.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Welcome. Where are you calling from?
From Pennsylvania.
Okay, I'm familiar. And what would you like to know?
I'm calling because something happened in my relationship of 8 years with my partner. A couple of months ago, I found out that she cheated on me.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, and I was devastated.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. Yeah, know that.
Right.
And?
So, I don't know. I mean, even this person knew that I was her partner. They both still decided to move forward with it. You know what I mean?
Wait,
so,
well, I didn't understand you. Say it again.
That even though the person who she cheated with met me, I knew that we were together. She still decided to go forward and cheat on me as well with my partner. So they're both equally.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would drop your partner like a hotcake.
No, I understand that part, but I don't know what, if you're picking up anything for them. For both of them, I could.
Yeah, they like each other. They like each other very much. They have a good relationship. They care about each other a lot. They could care less about you right now because they're into their own thing. And it's sad. It's sad.
Okay.
You know, but I really would let her go. And put your head up high and walk in a different direction, and that's what you should do. I know anybody that screws me over like that, I just drop them like a hot potato.
No, I understand that, but do you see things going fantastic for them?
Yes, I do. It's going to go great for them, so you don't belong in the picture. And it's sad that she did that, but if you want the truth, that's the truth.
No,
she
I
may
know.
Say she
she's
sucked.
Still here. She's still living here. She has nowhere to go, and she's still talking to this person.
Well, that's her problem, isn't it? All right, I'm not going to a real full-on reading. If you want that, you call me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
But it's 808-372-1816. All I know is it's sad that she's still living there and has nowhere to go. Okay?
Very sad.
All right.
Well, there
you are.
Are
you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, Barbara's here. Okay. I know, Barbara, if that ever happens to me, I just, I've dropped 3 men like that, you know, that have done me wrong. And my first husband, he tried to come back for years, and I never would have. Once you lose the trust,
it's never
in
the same.
It's never the same in any relationship. If you don't trust somebody,
well,
how
could they do that? When you are so wonderful, why would they want to cheat on you? And you could never get that out of your mind. I can't.
No, because I had to. Okay, that was my high school sweetheart. You know, my first husband, and I was 18, and I just fell head over heels in love with him. Actually, I was 16 when I met him, but I fell head over heels in love with him. And I knew I was going to marry him. And we had a great relationship, great sex life, great everything. We were poor as hell, I loved him. And then my best friend decided she wanted to, she wanted him because he was gorgeous. He looked just like George Hamilton, okay? She did. In fact, George Hamilton met him when I was in L.A. and he freaked out like, oh, my God, like I have a brother. But
that's
anyway,
cool.
It's just like it hurt. And he said for 30 seconds of his life it wasn't worth it. The girl called him over and she wanted him to fix something and she was naked and I guess he just went and did what he did. And then she, on top of that, decided she wanted to tell me about it because she had guilt. And I went over there and, it was never the same after that. I stayed with him for a while, for a few years, and then I left.
Do you think she
planned my escape?
Or do you think it was more about she was secretly jealous of you and just wanted to rub it in your face, pretending that she just feels so bad?
She was my best friend, too, from high school. And, no, it wasn't that. It was just that he was gorgeous. She wanted, she wanted him. A lot of people wanted my husband. He was gorgeous.
But he had no self-control. And then don't you wonder, well, how many others were there? What makes her the special only one if all the women out there are after him? Does he do this all the time, you're wondering?
No, he didn't. That was the first time. And then after that, later on, he decided, when I ignored him and stuff and I told him I was leaving him, then he decided to have girl after girl after girl after girl, I was the first one he ever had.
Oh, yeah. This sounds like my boyfriend in high school, puppy love. It's so strong. It really is. So it hurts.
Oh, God, yes.
Something like that happens. But I had same thing. My best friend married him, though, after we broke up.
Oh,
it
my
wasn't
God.
Because
oh,
we
my
broke
God.
Up. Yes. What is it with the best friends? It happened to my mother, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The best thing is not to have best friends when you have a gorgeous husband.
Exactly. And they know all your secrets, too, because if they're your real best friend, which mine really was, and in home ec, I would tell her everything about our advances romantically and share maybe parts of the love letters he would write me. And then to find out she secretly wanted him all along and never talked to me. He actually called me when I moved to Nashville to be a flight attendant. I was 18, so right out of high school, he called me to warn me that he was now dating her. But she never, ever talked to me again until I saw her at the 10-year high school reunion.
Well, I have to tell you this. This girl, and her name was Tony, but this girl, years later, I saw her on the street. And she had gained 300 pounds. I kid you not. And then years later, when I became really famous in Hawaii, she called me on the phone and wanted to talk to me. And I remember my assistant telling me this, and I sat on the beach with my head in my hands, not knowing what to do, for hours, and then decided not to call him. So it went beyond that. I mean, it was just like, I would never do that to my best friend. I would never, ever, ever do something like that. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Barbara?
She's here.
What? Is she not hearing?
No, she's here. I will say, though, that we have one more caller. Would you like to take that caller?
Okay, but Johnny, not right now. I want to find Barbara.
Okay.
Can you find her?
Yeah, let me see here. Okay.
I don't know what she did. It's just twice it's happened today.
Yeah. Well, I texted her.
Okay,
but,
if you want to give me one.
Okay.
But I'm the type of person, if you don't want me.
Right.
It's okay. You know, I'll walk the other direction. I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, what's going on?
Okay, you mean, are you wanting to know who the next caller is, or?
No, I want to know what happened to Barbara.
I don't know. She is here. She's on the switchboard. So.
Can you call her?
Let me see here. Give me 1 second here.
This is the second time today she's disappeared.
Okay. Well, I tried calling her, but no answer. So,
okay, I'll take the next call. Go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes. I don't know why. I have done nothing. I'm just sitting here talking normally, and then she couldn't hear me.
Can you hear me? Can you? Yeah. She's. Are you there, Bar? Yeah, she's here. Yeah. I tried calling.
Barbara, you sound like you're on speaker.
I am because I called Johnny back. He's calling me during the show. I don't know why you can't hear me. I am not doing anything different.
Well,
the same spot.
Well, this happened twice tonight, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but stay there.
I'll submit a tech report just saying that Barbara was having trouble with the call again.
Oops. What happened?
No, well, I don't know. It hung up
what?
Or whatever it is. It hung up is what it is. But
who hung
anyway,
up?
I don't know. We got disconnected on the phone calling Barbara. So, all right.
Try it again.
Calling her back or?
Yeah, then I'll take the other call. I'll call her back.
Okay.
This has happened three times today.
Okay.
I think she may know by now we're trying to get a hold of her.
Okay, yeah.
Tell her to call back.
I just got her voicemail, so.
Tell her to call back. Maybe that'll help.
Okay.
Well, anyway, while you're working on it, let me take this last caller, okay?
All right. Vicki, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale here.
Hi, Vicki.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Calling from Washington, D.C. Guess you guys are having some technical challenges, right?
Yes, we are. But this happens a lot, sweetie, so no biggie. Anyway, I've never had anybody from Washington, D.C. How exciting.
Yeah, actually, this is my first time calling in, so thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you, sweetie?
Okay, so I am presently working. Do you see me transferring to a different group or getting a job offer from a completely different company? I am sending out my resume on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're very smart. You're highly intelligent. You know the ins and out of everything. Are you doing anything political at all?
No. No.
Well, it's Washington, so you're what. Okay.
I know.
What type of work are you doing?
I work with computer. I work in IT.
Okay, what's IT?
Information technology, so working with computers.
Okay. Okay, cool. You're going to have two or three different job offers. So send your resume out. You may have more than that. They need the type of work you do. And it's okay. They need it. And you'll be hearing right after the holidays, okay?
Okay, so
you'll be getting
the company
a
that
job. Well, you'll get a job offer right after the holidays.
Okay, and it's not from the present company that I'm with. I'm assuming that's what you're saying.
Well, no, it can be if you ask for a pay raise.
No, they're not trying to do that, unfortunately.
Well,
no.
They should. If they know they're going to lose you, they might. That
yeah.
is a possibility. But
okay.
It's really it's new company that wants your services, and it's going to be good. Do you work at home, darling?
Sometimes, yes, remote 2 days and go into the office 3 days.
Okay, that's cool. And what's the matter with your car?
I'm having some mechanical issues right now.
Okay, you need to take it in because it's not working properly. So you need to take it in. And what's with an animal?
I don't know. I have my little doggie. She's laying right next to me. She was sick the other day, but she seems to be doing great now, or at least good.
How
right
old
now.
Is she? How old is she?
Eight. She's eight. My baby. She's eight.
Okay. Well, if it keeps up, take her to the vet, but it's nothing major. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, she was throwing up, somewhat the other day, but then I called the vet and I tried a few things and she stopped and now she's back to her normal self, I think. So, yeah.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Anyway, you're going to have a good. Yeah, you're going to have a good, so not to worry. Okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, and thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. And Johnny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm trying to see if I can call Barbara.
Well, it's a little late. We're at the end of the show. So
yeah.
Johnny, why don't you do the shout-out, please?
Okay.
And then let's tell people we're not going to be on the show next Friday. Because of Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes. We're not going to be on the show a week from today because it's because of Thanksgiving. And, of course, it's going to be Black Friday, or at least I think that's what it's called.
Is that what it is? Okay.
I think that's it's what it is. And I think Barbara's here. Are you there, Barbara?
Aloha.
Hi. Okay. Do you want to finish? What
happened?
I don't know. I am just sitting here. I feel so bad that that's happening because I know we're right in the middle of something so interesting that we're talking about. Johnny, did you let them know that that is happening to your co-host?
Well, I
yes.
tried not to make a big deal out of it, but
no, they knew. They knew we're having technical difficulties. But Barb, there's a couple of things you want to know: how to make pumpkin pie. And right on the can of pumpkin, you can buy the graham cracker thing that's already pre-made, but just follow directions on the back of the can and get the proper stuff. I know you need, it's milk, pumpkin, all kind of pumpkin spice, nutmeg, everything, but if you just follow directions, and then I think you cook it for 400 or 425 or something. I would cook it the day before because it messes up the turkey, okay?
Oh, of course. I'll have that ready. Of course, pumpkin pie, probably two pumpkin pies, but it sounds relatively easy. I already have those ingredients except for the cans of pumpkin.
Yeah, well, that's easy to get. But you can get two small cans. It's easier.
Okay.
Not the big one, not the big ones, but because you'll mess it up if you don't, do it just right. So
I heard people
get
use condensed milk to bake with. It sounds yummy.
Yes, yes, Yeah, it is. It's fine.
Mm.
That's fine.
And what about whipped
it's
cream?
Really
I like
good.
To make it by scratch with a
Well, this
a
is
blender.
By scratch.
Yeah. Except
it
for
is,
the can.
It is.
What am I supposed to do? Buy a pumpkin and scrape it out and make it that way?
Maybe. No. No.
Really?
Forget that. That'll take hours, days, weeks,
so
months.
This is,
forget it.
This is scratch
I wanted to say
with a can.
Sorry to intrude, would you? But I was just going to say, when I was when you were having your time, I was just to let everybody know that next week we are not going to have a show because of Thanksgiving. So I said that while you were not on the air. But
I figured so. Well, we missed
okay, but
Barbara, today talking about holidays.
I don't care. I don't care about him. He's gone.
Oh.
Whatever. Anyway, he's gone. You know. Anyway, let's look at the just buy the cans. That's what I do. I buy the cans and I put it in a big bowl, and then you know just follow the directions on the back and it's
like
homemade pumpkin pie.
I like real pie crust, but I know that you can buy the refrigerated kind that's pre-sized and everything.
Or you can buy the one with the graham cracker crust.
You like that with pumpkin pie? I don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's up to you. You can buy the regular one. You know, it's okay.
Okay. Well, our apartment had a holiday get-together, which they do a themed one once a month. And she's really sweet, the manager, and she goes all out. And so I already had pumpkin pie today, and there's some gorgeous cupcakes that were decorated beautifully. I will take photos. And just a lot of cheese and crackers and... She even had a little maker that made, the chocolate that melts with the graham cracker, with the marshmallow.
That's
s'mores.
But then, you know, we can s'mores. We can, you put whipped cream on it, and don't forget to put nutmeg in it. That's important. And what really makes it is there's some other ingredients. I don't have it with me, but it'll tell you on the can.
Vanilla
real
extract?
No, it's not vanilla extract. I don't know. I'd have to get up, but I don't want to do that right now. Anyway, just look on the back of your can, and you pour it in a bowl, and you just stir it everything at once, and then you pour it into the pie crust, and then you heat it up to about whatever it says, 400. And then you make it, and it's delicious.
Great. What else do you have to make on Thanksgiving? Okay, we know stuffing. We do know. We already have the yams and the pumpkin pie.
Chestnuts.
I've never done that. I don't remember. Well, I don't know how to make chestnuts. What do I do with those?
You buy chestnuts, and you cut little holes in them, and you just heat them up. In the oven, and it tastes delicious.
Oh, they do, huh?
You know, chestnuts by an open fire, you know?
Are they a before dinner snack appetizer or with your cocktail or
what? Yeah, you could do that. I'm making mine simple this year, if I make it at all, but I'm making mine simple and doing exactly what I told you.
What do you mean making it? You mean making the whole dinner or making chestnuts?
Right, right. There's been a debate whether I should go out and go to Atlantis where they have a buffet. I'm not sure, but they're quite expensive. And, you know, there's that and or make the turkey. So I don't know yet.
You have to be careful when you go to a restaurant these days because I was so excited to do that with the family. About 6 people 1 year, and we got there, and guess what? Even though we signed up for the turkey and the stuffing and the mashed potatoes, they didn't have any left in our sitting, and it was a sitting, and then we had, you know, nothing wrong with prime rib, but I wanted turkey on Thanksgiving.
No,
I wanted the traditional thing on Thanksgiving, and I didn't get it, and I really was disappointed with this place. That it was in Arizona that they – it was at
– Yeah,
casino.
Well, that's Arizona.
A casino where you buy the pack for the fam.
They don't do that in Nevada. They have Atlantis, which is unbelievable. Hotel, casino. in Reno, and it's fabulous. That's actually $59 for the dinner. But, well, it's expensive, but, you know. Anyway, we got to do the shout-out, Barbie.
All right. Well, everybody, don't forget to sign up. Well, actually schedule your personal psychic private reading with our fabulous psychic, Dale Shear. Her number is 808-372-1816. And shortly you will have your name back, your website back. But in the meantime, go to DaleShears.com. Don't forget the S. Until then. And again, don't forget to schedule your appointment with Psychic Dale Shear, 808-372-1816. And listen to your meditation tapes, everybody. Dale has published and put out about 8 different meditation tapes.
For
and they're
free.
All for free on Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. So go to our YouTube channel and subscribe and listen for free anytime throughout the week. Take care of your brain and mind and soul.
So is your dad coming over with his girlfriend for Thanksgiving?
Probably. And we had such a fabulous time when they helped me. They brought back all of my stuff from storage from Arizona and put it in a new place here. I did hurt my back, but that's not their fault. And that was very nice because they paid for the U-Haul and everything. So that was
yes.
Family. That's what family is for. I have that kind of family that made me feel good. And we all got along great, and we had a great time. So I don't see why not. Bring it on. Come on, Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Come on over.
All right, sweetie. I'll talk to you later. And happy Thanksgiving, Johnny. Have a good one.
Happy Thanksgiving,
okay?
Everybody.
All right.
Thanks, everybody,
Aloha.
For listening. Aloha.
Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a great weekend.